Hello, Screeters. I feel like it is a time of change, a time of accomplishment, and a time of new beginnings. For me, the harvest time seems like it should be a time for closings, but every end is another beginning. So I guess it all makes sense and we should be worshiping Diameter or the harvest gods. I know it's crazy. I don't know. What I do know is today is Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs and this is Random Screed.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, Random Screed. Don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
Hey, Jason, the other Jason here. Glad to hear Random Screed back on the air. Enjoyed the episode. I hold you solely responsible for me driving around in my van recording episodes. So, I'll just leave that sit there. Anywho, for the Twitch thing, unfortunately I'm not home a lot, but when I'm home, I'll definitely throw it on and have it in the background. And I look forward to playing in the new Low Fantasy game. It's going to be fun. And hang in there, dude. Those of your supporters aren't going to abandon you because some knotheads are doing whatever knotheads do. So, drive on, live life, be good to people, and it's all going to work out. So, take it easy, brother. Jason of the Nerd RPG Variety podcast. I've been held responsible for many things, or at least I've been accused of it. Just toss that in with the other accusations that I'm not sure I'm willing to accept, but I'm not sure I have a ton of choice. As far as Twitch goes, yeah, man, I would really like to get to affiliate and get involved in that. It seems like another way that I could talk about my ideas and my ideals and the hope to bring gamers together through gaming. That's my dream, I guess, in all of this. I don't know how successful I've been or how successful I will be, but I agree with you. Let's keep on gaming. Let's keep on trucking. Thanks for the call in, other Jason. It's appreciated.
Okay, Mr. Hobbs, I had another laugh out loud moment. June 7th of this year. I'm less than 6 months behind. We're not just summoning snakes from Mrs. Jones' garden from around the corner. Okay, that was good. So sometime around June, you also mentioned that anything is open season, no matter how old, and I'm definitely going to take advantage of that. Splintered, Sundered Shield. I was a little bit worried when I heard about that rule, because it sounds like a free get-out-of-death card, which seems counter to OSR gaming, that we're being too soft on our players. I like your take on it, that it's just to give fighters one more kind of tactical choice, I guess, get them a little more involved in the combat rather than just rolling to hit. I've decided to adopt something that I think Black Hack has. Oh, next message. Yeah, so my buddy Tim Wooten was telling me that Black Hack uses ablative armor, am I pronouncing that right, where you can start to lose points on your armor class, so your armor becomes worse over time. They do it differently. I think they reduce damage, probably, rather than making it harder to hit. But I thought, what if we adapted that to OSR? Could we have, instead of a Sundered Shield, that once per battle, you can negate one attack at a cost of one penalty to your armor class, until you take your armor in to be repaired at, you know, some cost.
All right, guys, it looks like Roy is back at it and still trying to catch us, and he's gaining fast. It makes me wonder if I should just do more episodes in order for Roy not to be able to catch us. As far as Mrs. Jones' gardens go, hell, man, I don't know. I'm assuming we were talking about summon snake spell and see if those are magical or not. I don't know. I say the dumbest stuff sometimes. As far as shields shall be splintered or sundered, it's interesting what you said in your message, because in the first instance, you were saying that you think it's a too soft on the players as a get out of jail free card, but we only let the shields can be splintered once or twice per session, where you're talking about doing it once per battle. And while I really like the concept of a blade of armor, and I have added it in the past, I don't know if I would want them to be able to do it that often. I would almost say something like, if you were concerned with just that free get out of one nasty hit per battle or whatever, I would almost say, okay, this is a blade of armor, and your armor, every point of AC is worth 2 points of damage or something like that. And so basically some really nasty stuff could, you know, put a blow or a rent in the armor bad enough in order that, I don't know if that would be right either, because just the arbitrariness. When you start narrating combat in Dungeons and Dragons and then trying to reflect how things are in the abstract combat and make it narrative so it fills that void, like if you were writing a book or something like that, you're going to create some issues. So you go, all right, well, I took 10 points of damage from that sword stroke, but somehow it made all my clothes fall off. All right, it looks like Roy is starting his own show. He has a Chaos Limbed or something. So check that out, guys, and I'm sure he seems to have a soft and soothing voice and methodology in his speaking and the things that interest him. So if you get a chance, check that out. Maybe it's not out yet. Maybe it is. I don't know. What I do know is that's the last call in.
Gary and Dave shared credit on the white boss. As things advanced, their relationship was on the rocks. Maybe less people know his name, but he revolutionized war games with the First Fantasy campaign. On a
Right, so there's been a lot, I mean a lot, of talk about Arneson Day, Arneson Month, Arneson, all sorts of Arneson. Today is October 1st, which was the designated Arneson, Dave Arneson Day. So I feel like I should oblige some people and talk about Dave Arneson a little bit. I would say I, without even knowing it, my combat control mechanic seems really kind of Dave Arneson. You roll 2d6, you compare them, and then you create some narration about that. So there's my mechanic, which maybe I should call it Arsonian Combat. Combat Arsonian. I don't know. What I do know, it's like three in one episode, is that I think it's cool. I don't really necessarily believe that there was this struggle or this conflict that was going on consistently between Dave and Gary. Maybe it was sometimes, but I think some of that has been created after the fact by Mr. Kuntz and the people that are taking advantage of Mr. Kuntz to try and make a big story about a product that is gaining fandom, right? And maybe this would create more fandom. Maybe it'll create some people actually looking into the past and the old ways and where this game came from. which I think is all good. I dig all that stuff, and if you're listening to this show, maybe you dig it too. But it's not, I personally don't think that there was a huge, you know, fight between them. At times, I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the case. But I hope everything gets better in time, and that's including their relationship. It's hard to remember or realize how all the stuff went down, and because, you know, it was 50 years ago or close to it, and that is a significant amount of time that has passed. But I mean, when I say I started with the Holmes edition, or I love BX edition, or back in the day when we were kids, we just used whatever. I can remember when we didn't even have dice, and they let me use the chits from the box, and I just made up whatever. And I continued to do that. And it seems now that I maybe try and hold on to raw rules just to try and get a particular feel or experience that I never used to do way back when. So anyhow, happy Dave Arneson Day. I hope you consider checking out my Arsonian Combat Control System, the ACC, on Arneson Day. All right, Screeters, we're back in the back room. I notice I have this tendency of starting to panic whenever I start something new, even more so these days when I'm talking about starting something new on YouTube or the new Twitch channel. Or I'm excited about these things and I really, really want to do them, but I also have this feeling of a panic attack or high anxiety about them. I'm using new rules that I don't know much about, that I've never ran before, in a setting that I don't know much about, and I'm trying to work from someone else's stuff. And I know that I have a tendency to try to hold on to the original creator more than I would if I had just made it myself. This is a problem, but I really want to do it, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to. And I really hope all of the Screeters out there can work through their own panic or anxiety on something that they really want to do and the way that they want to do it. So that's what this is right here. A little hip hip, little chip chip for all my Screeters who get anxiety about running games. They know they want to keep running the games, but they still feel anxious about it. People are going to be able to relate to you more when they see that you have flaws. So it's all in the presentation. When you make a mistake or aren't sure about something, I know that today, you know, we don't have much time and we're always talking about figuring things out on the fly. And I'm a down with that. But also when you're trying to figure things out, maybe it's important to take the time and look it up and figure it out right now. That way you know in the future and you can be consistent in your rulings. Most of the time it's not going to matter and, you know, you're going to be given some slack or some leeway. But in the end, it's up to you and how you want to do it. But I hope that any of you guys out there are interested in playing Low Fantasy Gaming in the Midlands on the Mr. Hobbs's Gamerhood Twitch channel. You'll contact me or you'll jump into the Discord or send me an email at hobbs@hobbsnfriends.com, or, you know, text me or call in or whatever, and we can see how it goes. We got a game that's brewing on Friday in the Midlands, and then another one really that's supposed to be the starting game on Saturday, but I'm cheating because I feel a little uncomfortable with that big day that people have been mentioning and sharing around. I wanted to have a little bit of testing and to slide into it a little bit before that happened. So give me a message or let me know if you maybe want to play another day before that. I think I could fit that in if people wanted to. I got a lot of things I want to do with the setting and the game, but I haven't totally figured out how I'm going to do them, which is probably also aiding my anxiety as far as that goes. So anyway, thanks all. I've got a short one for you today and a little information in the back room. Be strong. Remember, we've all got our jobs to do, and we don't know what they are yet, so we can't be checking out early. Won't you be my gamer?